This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, welcome everyone to our, we continue in our series on Tefillah. Today's subject is Hanoisin Layoev Kayach. So you say, you just did that. Yeah, we did the first part, right? But now we have another one. I actually gave that shiur in this week on Tuesday night in Tzfas, in the Arizal Sephardi Shul. I gave the shiur about the two great luminaries, Arizal versus the Beis Yosef. Okay, so we were speaking about that subject. We mentioned, is Hanoisin Layoev Koach found in the Gemara and Brachos? No. Is it found in the Gemara Menachos? No. Is it found anywhere? No. So some say the source of it is the Arizal. And therefore it's recommended to say, based on the power and the koach of the Arizal has the capacity to direct us, and we follow what he says, despite the fact it's not in the Gemara. But others suggest no. Rav Avadya Yosef mentioned the possibility of the Bach, that maybe in fact the Gemara does have the Gersa of Hanoisin Layoev Koach. But then we brought the Shalos Teshuvah Tzemach Tzedek, that Hanoisin Layoev Koach was a takana of the Goinim. So my father shared with me that there is a big discussion in Halacha about whether something enacted by the Goinim has the same power of something that is found in Shas. Because it's interesting, if somebody forgets, Zachrinu l'chayim el chafetz v'chayim or micha meicha, we don't go back. But some Rishonim, there's a Tosfos that says you do go back. What's the machlokes? The Birkas Avram says, the machlokes is that these tefillos were enacted by the Goinim. And do we say, kol ha-meshana mimatbeah shetavu chachomim, yodoy al tachtoino or chayzrim applies even to a takana of the Goinim. But now we're going to learn today another possibility, that it could be Hanoisin Layoev Koach was enacted even earlier. But here's the reason why I wanted to give a part two of this subject, and that is, somebody asked me, Dr. Menachem Fuchs of Cedarhurst, New York, asked me that if it's not in the Gemara, fine, so whoever did it, be it the Arizal, be it the Goinim, maybe it was earlier, why did they feel the need to make a bracha? In other words, the Gemara says you wake up in the morning, you hear the rooster, you make a bracha. You open your eyes, you put on clothing, you say malbush arumim. You stretch out, you say matar asurim. You stand up straight, you say zoikev kefufim. You walk, you say hamechen metzadei gover. You put your feet on the ground, you say roikar asalamoyim. You say shasali kol tzarki when you put on your shoes, you put on your belt, you put on your hat, oitar yisob safara. And the Gemara doesn't say that you need to make a bracha asking Hashem for koyach. So why did the later authorities feel that it's so important that what the Gemara listed as brachas, you don't have to say? You must say God gives strength to the weary. In other words, what compelled the later chachamim to enact this bracha? So I thought that was a very important question. You know, if it's not in the Gemara, so like what changed that we have to make this bracha? Now the Torah says, Oid bracha achas yesh b'sidurei Ashkenaz. There's another bracha in the sidurim of the Ashkenazim that says, Baruch atah Hashem lekeinu melech ha'olam hanoisin layoev koach. So again, the Torah is acknowledging it's not in the Gemara, but it's in the Ashkenazic sidurim. And why was it enacted? V'niskan al sh'adam mafkid nishmasoi b'erev b'yad HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And it's enacted because in the evening a person deposits his soul by God. Ayefa, your soul is worn out, may avoid the kasha, from hard work, kalayim. Umachziru loy baboiker shiketa v'shalva. And he returns in the morning. Al piya medrash, chadoshim la bekorim, rabba emunasecha. Basar adam mafkir pikadon biyad chaveroi. Umachziru loy baloyim akukal. A man of flesh and blood gives a deposit to somebody, and the guy returns it, and it's completely worn out. But by God, it's just the opposite. Like, if I lend you my book, usually I lend someone a book, and I get it back. Like, the guy, I don't know what he did. He poured Coca-Cola on it, then he ate cholent on it. I know his entire eating schedule for the last 2 weeks, right? I know what he had, milchiks, fleishiks. The whole sefer is mamash aser ba'anah. It's milchiks, fleishiks, chametz, yayin, nesech, and avodah zarah together. So, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we give it to him worn out, and he gives it fully charged.
Yeah,
Aval adam mafkir b'chol erev neshmas v'yagiz baruch hu ayefa machzir lo chadash aragua. So according to this, the reason for the bracha is you're wiped out in the night and you wake up fresh. So I don't understand. People before, in the times of the Gemara, they weren't tired during the day. Only after the times of the Gemara, people became tired. Why was this Gemara enacted dafka later on? Maybe you could say, just off the bat, you know, the Mishnah says, the end of Soita, that when the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, different brachos were taken out of the world. And we're basically further and further and further from Gan Eden. And the klala of Bezeis Apecha Teichalechem intensifies and increases. So, you know, I'll give you an example. The Chayodim writes that in his times, Nebuch Balabatim only learned 3 hours a day. People, you know, the Chayodim says in his times, a working person had to work so hard that he only had time to learn 3 hours a day. Nowadays, if you learn 3 hours a day, you're ready from the Rosh Kibahag, you're ready to Gadol Hador if you learn 3 hours a day. Back in the day, you were an Amoris if you learned 3 hours a day. So what do we see? That the curse of work increases and increases. And nowadays, you have people, they work like 18 hours straight. So it could be that back in the day, when people weren't so tired at the end of the day, they worked for 2 hours, and the rest of the day, they daven and then they learned. So they weren't shmata at the end of the day. Nowadays, you know, when they said Bezeis HaPecha for our time, they weren't joking. You know, so people are much more worn out. So maybe that's why they felt the need to be Mesake in Hanois and Levkach. But let's look in Reb Schwab. Reb Schwab writes, the bracha of Hanois and Layoiv Kayach is not brought in the Gemara. Now he says an interesting chiddush. I don't know where he gets it from. He says it was enacted earlier than the Ga'inim. Now how could he be earlier than the Ga'inim and after the time of the Gemara? So we know there was a tekufa in history between the Amoraim and the Ga'inim, and they're called Rabbanon Savaroi. And they did add certain things to the Gemara, like in the beginning of Kedushin, there are certain things that the Rabbanon Savaroi added. And one of them was, says Reb Schwab, is the Brach of Hanoisin Laya of Koyach. He says they were after the Amoraim, before the Ga'inim, and they were Magia, the Nusach of the Gemara, and sometimes they added things in the Gemara. And this bracha was enacted for the kindness that Kadosh Baruch Hu does with a person. That when a person goes into his bed to sleep, he's tired and worn out. And you wake up with a fresh outlook. But Rav Schwab asks a very gevaldig akasha. Paikeach ivrim, malbish arumim, matir asurim, clothing. Everybody, all of mankind, has the gift of clothing. Some choose not to wear it. But that's their problem, right? But everybody believes in the value of wearing clothing except for the editors of the New York Times, right? But besides them, everybody, all of mankind believe in the importance of wearing clothing. All of mankind believe in the importance of, have the gift of eyesight, have the gift of walking. And so that's how we don't say, Pekeach Ivrei Amal Yisrael. We don't say, Malbush Arume Amal Yisrael. These are gifts to all of mankind. Then we conclude, Oizer Yisrael Begvura, Oiter Yisrael B'Sefara. Why would we then go back and say, Hanoisen Layoiv Kayach, which is a bracha to everybody? It's sort of out of order. If you want to say a bracha to everyone, we should say, Shasali Kotzar Hamechem Tzadei Gavar, Shasali Kotzarki, Hanoisen Layoiv Kayach, Oizer Yisrael Begvura, Oiter Yisrael B'Sefara. Why do we revert back to a bracha that is for all mankind? Avol Yesh Lahavin asks, Rav Schwab, Shabracha Zu Shayeches, Lahoidois, Aroiv HaTava, Shayesach Hezbarim, Klalois, Bnei Adam, Kamai Pekeach Ivrim. Umaze Shenizdara Bracha Zu Achar Hoidois, Hamichadis Yisrael. Why was this bracha arranged, Dafka, for those gratitudes that are given specifically to the Jewish people? Oizo Yisrael Begvura, Oizo Yisrael B'Sefara. That's question number one. Question number two, Va'oid Kasha. Sharei kvar beirachnu berchas poikeach ivrim, zoikiv kufufim, aletzem akoch shenin ulanu. We already thank God for strength. We could see, we could stand. We thank God we could walk. Asher hechen etzadei gomer. So why do we have to thank Hashem for koach again? Hanoi sanlev koach, we already did that. all the brachos that were said about sight, about walking, about stretching, why do we need hanoisin layoiv kayach? And so that's question number two. And we asked the third question, maybe more basic and important, is that why was it enacted? For what purpose? It's not in the Gemara. In the Gemara's time, people weren't so worn out that they had to say hanoisin layoiv kayach. What changed after the Chasimas HaTalmud? Now, in our Shira on the Bracha Malbash Arumim, we mentioned from the Arizal, the Chida quoted the Arizal, that when we say the Bracha Malbash Arumim, that there are some souls that are completely bare. They have no clothes, they have nothing to coat themselves with. They have no mitzvahs, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu clothes them. But there are some neshamas that are not completely bare, but they're worn out and tired, and Hashem gives them strength. That's the kavanah of the bracha Malbish Arumim and Hanoisin Layoiv Kayach. Which, by the way, begs the question that if in the time of the Gemara you only had people who had no mitzvahs and therefore they made the bracha Malbish Arumim, so they needed to add a bracha of Hanoisin Layoiv Kayach, some people who have some mitzvahs. You know, if they would have been Misakin Malbish Arumim after the Chasimas HaShas, then you could have said, in the times of the Gemara, you only had people who did few mitzvahs. You didn't have people who are completely arum. And now, after the Chasimas HaTalmud, you have people who need a complete wardrobe. So then you could say they were misakin Malbish Arumim. But once Malbish Arumim was already said, why do they need to add Hanoisin Layoiv Koyach? Here, look in the Sefer Oilas Tamid. The Sefer Oilas Tamid from Reb Shmuel Hamaner, he says, he's one of the tzaddikim who wrote a sefer on tefillah. He says that when a person sins, he strips his cloak of kedusha, and he dons and he's clothed in soiled garments, depending on how bad the sin is. If the sin is lenient and small, then the clothing of neshama becomes very weak, but is not completely removed. And if the chet is chamor, he loses the levush completely. So connected these two levels, they were masakein malbish arumim and anoisin layoiv koyach. Because every night when a person deposits in the Shem by Hashem, the soul is renewed. If you lose your clothing, so then Hashem gives you a new cloak. That's malbish arumim. And someone who has a cloak, but it's just weak, Hashem gives him strength. That's anoisin layoiv koyach. But again, we don't really understand why this bracha, maybe we'll turn off the heat, why this bracha was specifically enacted after the close of the Gemara. So what we have to understand, says Reb Schwab, and maybe I'm going to offer a different interpretation, is what is the source of the bracha, Hanoisin Layoiv Koyach, because all brachos are rooted in the words of Tanakh. So there's a pasuk in Yeshaya, Hanoisin Layoiv Koyach, Uli Einoinim, Atzma Yarbe. Can I have a Yeshaya? It says, he gives the weary kayach, and to those who have no strength, he increases their power. Okay. I need a translation here. Yeshaya Mem Chavtes. It's Noisen La Yoev Kaychula Enoinim Atzma Yarbe. Who does this refer to? Noisen La Yoev Kayach. Who are these people who are Yoev? Says Radak, "V'hu yitain kisheyirtze, he will give when he wants. Koyach va'atzma liYisrael shehem begalus v'yayifim yigeim inoinim. Who are the weak and the weary? Klal Yisrael. When are they weak and weary? In the galus. So this would answer all the questions, because we asked, why is this bracha after the bracha specifically that are referring to the benefits given to Klal Yisrael? They should be before Oizar Yisrael B'Gvura, before Oitar Yisrael B'Safara. Why listed after? Secondly, why was this bracha enacted dafka after the close of the Shas? The answer is very simple. that now that the Golos has lasted so long and we're worn out from the Golos, this is a bracha of the strength that HaKadosh Baruch Hu infuses Klal Yisrael with in the Golos. It says, Reb Schwab, Kfar Heyarnu, Shabracha Zum, Yusedas, Aloshin HaPasuk, Noisein LaYoev, Kayach LaEinoinim, Atzma Yarbe. Now there's a chilup between Oyev and Yoev. Oyev is someone who still has Kayach. Oyev is a guy who's dozing off during the shiur. He can wake up. He chooses not to, right? He's dozing off. He still has some kayach. Yoyev is depleted completely. And the Mefarshim say, the Radak, look in the Malbim number 7, the Yoyev is Yisrael. Our Yoyev from kayach. Im Kain, says the Reb Schwab, HaKavana Masha Tomu Koychos B'nei Yisrael B'galuseyam Tachas Olshi Ben Malchios. So you could say, the Rabbanon Savaroi, who saw the length of the Golos because of our many sins, therefore, in order to infuse us with strength and courage and hope in this long, bitter Golos, they Mirmasak in a bracha to thank Hashem that He infuses Koyach to Am Yisrael to tolerate, to suffer, to be soivel, the yoke of the Goyim. Now we understand why this bracha is said specifically after Oizar Yisrael b'gvura, Oitar Yisrael b'sefara. V'shaper makom brachazu kan, between the brachas that are shayach to Klal Yisrael, and it's apart from the brachas that are for all of mankind. Now, even though this bracha certainly means kipshutai, that Hashem renews our kayach, but if this was the only kavana, then it would not make sense to say afterwards, Hamaver Sheina Me'enai. In other words, if the sole purpose of the bracha was God gives us strength, then it makes no sense to say, and God takes the sleep away from our eyes. We just said that, God gives us strength. It must be the gratitude of God giving us strength refers specifically not to our endurance in the morning, but for our stay in the Golos. I would still ask on this pshat that Why is it before Oizar Yisrael b'gvura, Oitar Yisrael b'sefara? Yes, it's only to Klal Yisrael, but we don't specifically say it's only to Klal Yisrael. It's also to all of mankind, so shouldn't it be, you want to put it together with Oizar Yisrael or Oitar Yisrael, but maybe it should be right before Oizar Yisrael b'gvura, Oitar Yisrael b'sefara. Why is it like after, why is it on a higher level? I mean, it sounds like the first bracha is are to all mankind. And then we say, according to Reb Schwab, three brachos to Klal Yisrael. Oizar Yisrael b'gvura, Oitar Yisrael b'sefara, and then Hanosen la'yoev kayach. But why wouldn't we put Hanosen la'yoev kayach before Oizar Yisrael b'gvura? So I just want to add one little point. The Targum Yonasan ben Uziel on the pasuk of Noisen la'yoev kayach learns that it's not just referring to Klal Yisrael. It's referring to the tzaddikim. The Targum says, "Dihav l'tzadikaya." He gives the tzadikim de mishalhan l'fiskame oraisa, who listen to the words of the Torah, chuchma, wisdom. That this concept that God infuses the weak with kayach is not only to Klal Yisrael in general, but it's specifically referring to the tzaddikim, and in that case, that may explain why it's after Oizar Yisrael B'gvura, Oitar Yisrael B'Safara. It's not just to Klal Yisrael in general, like Oizar Yisrael B'gvura, Oitar Yisrael B'Safara. It's not for the highest level of the nation, and namely the tzaddikim. But just to speak for a few minutes, what does this mean that Hashem gives the Yoyev Koyach? Because two psukim later in the Tanakh, it says, V'koyei Hashem Yachalifu Koyach. Those who hope to God will be invigorated with strength. Ya'alu ever kanasham, they will grow a limb like an eagle. Yarutsu v'lo yigol, they will run and not be tired. Yelchu, they will go v'lo yiafu, they will never be tired. So there's this concept that tzaddikim are always invigorated with strength and energy. On the other hand, we find the guy by the name of Esav. The Gemara Bava Basra says that on that fateful day, the day of the Petira of Avraham Avinu, Esav violated what? Five Averos. What did he do wrong? He was Baal Nara Hamurasa. He killed. He stole, yeah? He was Mevaza the Bechaira, and he was koifer b'tchias hamesim. Fine. But Marv Raboisai, what was the cause of all of Esav's plummeting?
Oh, yeah.
He was tired. He was burnt out.
Oh, yeah.
Vayozed Yaakov Nozed. Yaakov was cooking a stew. Vayova Esav min asadeh v'hu oyef. All of Esav's terrible sins, murder, adultery, heresy, it's because he was worn out. He's burnt out. Rabbi, I'm burnt out. I already davened yesterday and the day before. I'm burnt out. That is the source of all evil in the world. When a person is de-energized.
He's only 15. Okay.
Yeah. He was the. See what's going on today. Okay? Says the Reb Simcha Zisel Broida, the Rosh Shiva of Chevron, Zechron Levracha. From here we learn that Ayefus was the beginning of the downfall that occurred to Esav. It caused him to go off the straight and the narrow and turned him and caused him to plummet till he reached the Madrega where he murdered, he committed adultery, and he was a heretic. Until that day, he was Avraham Yitzchak Esav. Until that day, he was the grandson of Avraham. He was the son of Yitzchak. After that day, he's nothing. Why? Because he was burnt out. Avraham died. How do I know that? Because why did Avraham die that day? So Avraham should not see Esav go off. That means until that day he hadn't gone off. Now,
that's what you do to yourself. It comes.
It's something you allow to happen.
How do you allow it to happen? I mean, a person is burned out, tired. I told someone
now,
that burned out. What do you do not to be burned out?
Now, as soon as a person falls to the Madrega of Ayefus and Yush, this allows a person to commit every wrongdoing. On the other, that's Esav. Let's talk about Yaakov Avinu. We have the pasuk V'koyeh Hashem Yachalifu Koyach. So look in Ois Beis. Yisoid Gadol Lamadnu Miparshazu. Reishis Ho'avadoin V'hayitzio L'tarbas Roi Kasher Ha'odam Nasa Oyef. Burnout causes a person to plummet. In a status of burnout, when a taiva comes, you do not have the wherewithal. You're worn. You're going to give up your entire future for a pot of beans. Now, when a person becomes oyef from a spiritual point of view, then harezu toitsa shall yirida v'avadon koyach hayitzir v'koyach yinushish v'nefesh. On the other hand, you have the concept of a koye Hashem yachalifu koyach. Well, those who hope to God, those who are attached to God, are always invigorated and are always inspired. The essence of the soul is the creativity, the vitality, the ability to fly and to move. But when a person is oyef and shafal, so you look down on yourself, you look down on your own ability, meaning when a person is invigorated and energized, then he respects himself and doesn't allow himself to fall. When a person is burnt out, he doesn't have the self-respect to keep a person away from making a mistake. Now, Marv Raboisai, who came to us? Who attacks us when we're oyef yogea? Amalek. All bad happens. Oh, the Jews were burnt out, they're tired, they're weary. You're in big trouble. That's when all evil happens. But on the other hand, let's talk about Yaakov Avinu. Yaakov Avinu had just traveled from the Har Habayis. He hadn't slept in 14 years. He had every excuse in the world to be burnt out, to be tired. He comes to Haran. He's sitting there. There's a flock of shepherds. These shepherds were like 7 feet tall. They were big. They were burly. They couldn't budge the rock. What does it say about Yaakov Avinu? Vayar, v'hine be'er basada, v'hine shom shloisha ed reitzoin roibtsim alah. Says the Ramban, yarech hakosav v'sipra hazeh, lohoidiyanu, that Yaakov Avinu, a little rabbi, he took the rock and he flicked off the rock like you take off a bottle cap. How did he do it? Koye Hashem yachalifu koyach. Those who hope to God are invigorated with strength, and their fear of God gives them eyes. But even though he's tired, he didn't sell his life away like Esav. He was able to roll off the stone, the Ramban says. Something that three flocks of sheep who had big burly shepherds, they couldn't do it. How did he do it? Because he's always invigorated with strength. He's always energized. That's the difference between Yaakov and Esav. Esav is 15 years old. He just came back from, he has big muscles, but he's burnt out emotionally. Yaakov Avinu just came back from a long travel, but God invigorated him with strength. Because V'koy Hashem Yachalifu Baderech. When does Amalek come? Look at number 14. Asher Karecha Baderech. Vayizane v'cho kol hanecha sholim acharecha v'yata oyef v'yageya v'lo yorei Elohim. Says Reb Simcha Zisal, the first war that occurred to Klal Yisrael, the Torah says it happened in next week's parsha, vayavoy amalek vayilachem yisob berfidim. Why refidim? We were rafa yadeyem min haTorah. Now we didn't learn, we learned! When did Amalek come? We learned.
Whatever. We learned.
We slackened. Amalek comes not when you close the Gemara. When you slack.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.